Maybe you've heard that phrase before, the light at the end of the tunnel. That is a little bit about what Jesus is getting to with the transfiguration. It's one of the many meanings of the transfiguration. It's Jesus reminding his disciples at a crucial point in their lives of the light that's at the end of the long and difficult tunnel that they were in. You know, the disciples at first, we know the story, it's so positive, lots of miracles. Jesus is like so awesome. He's got all these great words, amazing teachings. But then we start to see the deeper meaning of our Lord's life. He wasn't here just to make everyone feel good. He was here to make us holy. And so he became this sign of contradiction. He became a stumbling block. People who didn't want to give up their worldly ways began to persecute him more and more. And so they're starting to feel the weight of this real call that Jesus has given them. In the gospel, if you look one chapter before the transfiguration, you can really see they needed a reminder of the light at the end of the tunnel. Because three big things happened right before this. One, Jesus told them clearly, these persecutions aren't going to get better. I'm actually going to be taken to Jerusalem, suffer, die, and then rise on the third day. They probably didn't really hear that last part so much. This idea that, what do you mean? You're the Messiah. You're going to die? Peter's so confused and upset. He says, no, Lord, I won't let this happen to you. And Jesus looks at him and says, get behind me, Satan. Another big blow to their faith. And they're so worried. And then Jesus, at that moment, after saying to Peter, get behind me, Satan, turns to all the disciples and says, whoever wishes to come and follow me must deny himself, take up his cross. If you wish to save your life, you'll lose it. Huge amount of the truth laid on them in this moment, and they were struggling. Their faith was weak, and Jesus knew it was time for their weak hearts to be encouraged. And so he gives us the transfiguration, this beautiful revelation of his divinity, just in case they were wondering, like, maybe he's not God after all. Boom. They're given a clear indication that indeed this is no normal man. And even in the first reading from Daniel, we heard that this idea of God being shown forth in light was something they would have been familiar with. You know, in the first reading, his clothing was bright as snow, his hair was white as wool. They would have been familiar with that image as an image indicating God. And so they see Jesus with his bright white light. They would have thought, all right, we can make it. I see that light at the end of the tunnel again, Lord. Thanks for that encouragement. And certainly Peter, James, and John, being among the key leaders, would have shared that encouragement with their brothers.